members of Congress are making good on their promise to put support for the long-term unemployed first on the docket for 2014, with the Senate set to vote this week on renewing the emergency benefits for millions of Americans. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid urged his colleagues Monday to pass a three-month extension and blasted them for allowing the program to lapse last month, a decision he called unconscionable.
We have never had so many unemployed for such a long period of time. The long-term unemployment rate is twice as high as it was any other time we've allowed emergency unemployment benefits to stand. It would be catastrophic for men and women, boys and girls, for this to happen.
Reid's home state of Nevada has one of the highest unemployment rates in the nation, about 9%. When you count those who are underemployed or who have given up looking for work, the rate tops 18%. But many conservative lawmakers in the House and Senate have come out against the $6.5 billion extension, while others say they want something in return, such as cuts to other social programs or a rollback of labor or environmental regulations. Kentucky Republican Rand Paul has told reporters the social safety net program provides a, quote, disincentive to work, something many lawmakers and experts dispute.
These programs don't get in the way of people looking for work. They assist people who are looking for work.
That's U.S. Secretary of Labor Thomas Perez speaking to reporters on a conference call. He said the monthly checks are barely enough to live on for most families, and recipients have to be actively looking for work in order to qualify. Perez described meetings he held over the holidays with people who already have or are about to lose what he called a critical lifeline.
They've been looking day in and day out for work. They've been searching for jobs. They are trying to feed their family. They're trying to stave off foreclosure. They are making judgments between food and medicine. Judgments that no person in America or anywhere should have to make. But these are the situations that they find themselves in. They've gone from a situation where they were in a position of hardship in December to a situation that is now a catastrophe for them because they no longer have the critical lifeline that the Emergency Unemployment Compensation Program provided to them.
Perez said the unemployment program should at least support people through the average length of unemployment, currently 36 weeks. He also said it's often not a question of laziness or effort, as there are still nearly 3 unemployed people for every 1 open job in the country. The Senate's procedural vote Monday night kicks off a week of events designed to pressure members of Congress to support the bill. President Obama will host a group of unemployed Americans at the White House on Tuesday, and he also used his weekly address to call for the extension, saying it makes both ethical and economic sense.
We make this promise to one another because it makes a difference to a mother who needs help feeding her kids while she's looking for work. It makes a difference to a father who needs help paying the rent while learning the skills to get a new and better job. And denying families that security is just plain cruel. We're a better country than that. We don't abandon our fellow Americans when times get tough. We keep the faith with them until they start that new job. What's more, it actually slows down the economy for all of us. If folks can't pay their bills or buy the basics like food and clothes, local businesses take a hit and hire fewer workers. That's why the Independent Congressional Budget Office says that unless Congress restores this insurance, we'll feel a drag on our economic growth this year. And after our businesses created more than 2 million new jobs last year, that's a self-inflicted wound we don't need.
A final vote in the Senate is expected later this week, and its fate in the House is currently uncertain. Lawmakers are rushing to put this issue behind them and move on to crafting a spending bill, which must pass by January 15th to avoid another government shutdown. In Washington, I'm Alice Olstein.